Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener. This week on the show, Jimmy Skinner, Mark Navarro, and myself are masturbating McDonald's. What does that mean exactly? Well, we all love Happy Meals. Specifically, I think you can agree with us, we all love the toys that come from Happy Meals. I remember Fraggle Rock had a theme one year, the Transformers, Jurassic Park, Mario. The list goes on. There's toys for years. So we decided, wouldn't it be fun to create our own movie-themed Happy Meal, specifically a NC-17-rated Happy Meal. So these are all for the adults, none for the kids, using a movie that probably shouldn't have a Happy Meal or be marketed anywhere near the Titan that McDonald's is. So we're coming up with a new box, a new toy, multiple toys for that matter. How does this Happy Meal have any utilitarian aspects? Can you use it in your everyday life? Lots of fun stuff. So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show this week for you, ladies and gentlemen. Attention, our trivia night, April 27th. We are sold out. So thank you, everybody who bought a ticket. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. I think there's going to be about 70 of you. I just want to start this off by saying I know it's the night of a potential Jets playoff game. I understand that. I myself am a Winnipegger. I'm a fan of the Jets. We brought them back. It's Jets 2.0. How do we not celebrate them in the playoffs? So we will be keeping you updated if the game starts before we are done. I believe there might be a half an hour overlap. But we'll be keeping you updated with all the Jets scores that night. Someone will know what's going on. So you will be in the know. So don't be like, do I go to movie trivia because I bought a ticket, or do I go to the Jets game because I don't want to miss anything? Do both. It's going to be a really good time. 7 p.m. for all you people who bought tickets. Like I said, we're looking forward to seeing you there. This is going to be a fun time. We got 30 questions that range from very easy to incredibly fucking hard. You're going to have a blast. It's at Little Brown Jug. The beer's delicious. You're going to be a fun time. We're going to interact with you. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be clips, maybe some impressions, some interactions. This is interactive movie trivia. Think of Seen It with a podcast attached to it. So we'll see you there. Besides that, I got nothing else for you. Check out our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook, The Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook, Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. If you head to the link in our bio right now, we've got a new prop shop. It is finalized. We will no longer be pumping merch from any other store except Spreadshirt. They deliver to Canada. They deliver to the U.S. They've got amazing prices, great quality clothing. Tons of fun merch is there. If you want to support the show in a stylish way, head to the link in our bio, Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and click on the prop shop. There's something there for everybody. There's something there for babies, for fuck's sakes. We got like little, I don't know what they're called because I don't have kids, but we got little jumpers and shit for the little cinephile in your life. So besides that, that's all I got. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I'm Michael Petro. Hello, listeners. Sitting across from me in studio is
James Robert Skinner.
Where's my pillow?
Mike Lindell's not home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is he probably in some hot water with the law?
Well, you know, I don't know if he's going to be going to jail, but I think his friend might be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Big ol' orange Cheeto.
It's good time.
Out in Vancouver, who's sitting out there this week?
The person who doesn't have sex with pillows, Martin Navarro.
Not once?
Never?
No, I can't.
Not
believe it.
Once?
I can't say. I think I discovered masturbation before I discovered banging my pillow.
All right.
This week on the show, we have got a very fun debate for you. I've been looking forward to this one as soon as it came out of Martin's head. We all love, we've talked about it, I eat cheeseburgers in the movie theater.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm going to be getting McDonald's after this.
Right. Like, if we're not, there's something wrong
with
us.
Seems like an excuse, yeah.
And, like, Martin is a fucking genius with the app. Is the app really worth it?
Yeah, because you get points. So you get points to get free shit. If you're going to eat McDonald's anyways,
you
just
might as
go
well
on the app
points.
And you can pick it up at the store still. And I think the app in Vancouver has McDelivery now, so you can get delivery on the app.
Holy shit. Fuck Skip the Dishes. I'm going straight to the McDonald's app. Anyways.
I accrued 27,000 points.
Jesus.
And that was like a couple free 20-piece chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that's all worth it. Mm-hmm. Specifically late night, and you're
like, you got to be getting those points when we go to McDonald's before the movies and we get six double cheeseburgers. You got
to
do it.
Exactly. And you don't have to, you know what? You don't even have to order at the till. You just wait for your app when you get there. Like, just say you're there, it'll say check in, you check in, and then you just go to, you wait, and it'll say order number, and then it'll show you, and then you just pick it up.
You don't have to skip everybody.
You don't have to let the world know how much of a piece of shit you are.
That's
right.
In and out. That's what McDonald's is designed for.
But you also don't have to let listener know I order six.
It's the two of us. It's three each.
It's one for each act, listener.
That's right.
That's how we roll. But yeah, this whole debate is inspired by the Happy Meal and the Happy Meal toy specifically. I said to Martin, I'm done for a minute. Plan some shit. Figure it out. He was like, let's do a McToy debate. Let's do a McHappy Meal. So we are creating our own Happy Meal, our own toys, our own marketing for it.
Mike, as a single child.
Yes.
You probably had many a Happy Meal, am I correct?
No, I was a child of divorce. No meal was happy.
Wow.
Wait, can I ask you guys a question? Because Asian kids never got this, but did your parents ever bring you McDonald's for lunch at school one time?
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of that.
Dude, my school was across from a McDonald's. Shout out to John Pritchard.
I know that spot.
20 feet on Henderson Highway, right at Wellams Lane. There's a McDonald's, there was a Kmart, a Safeway, and a school. And I got beat up on all three of those properties at some point throughout junior high. But yeah, no, my mom would show up with a Big Mac and a Coke and a fries. And
jealous, Mike. You were like the envy of every kid at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. And I always had like the most hot dogs on hot dog day. And the most. My mom was like, she knew I was a chubby kid, right? She knew
what I had to do? I had to beg for fries, scraps of fry bag, like the bag fries. That's what I begged for. I begged for bag fries from the kid who brought McDonald's lunch at school. I'm like, can I have your bag fries? Like,
God. And then Five Guys has figured out that bag fries are what everybody wants. They just fill the top of your bag with bag fries.
Yeah.
And you get like a triple size order.
It's like $40.
No kidding. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to debate for you this week, listener. We're going to figure out who can come up with the best new Happy Meal. And we had no caveats, so this can go in any way, direction possible.
Do you remember any of the toys? Did you guys ever?
Oh, yeah.
What were your favorites?
Let's save that for the end of the show.
Okay.
I got a whole list of questions about that stuff for us. So, yeah, let's...
I didn't get lots, but I remember the ones that I did.
Oh, God. Me and my grandma collected them. I got a whole soliloquy for you about McDonald's toys. On to the show. Let's step off this mortal coil. Jimmy, you go first.
I saw Scream 6 a couple weeks ago.
What did you think?
Loved it. I remember when they announced the sequel after the last one came out fucking last year in January, and it was... A bit of a shock to me. Like, I liked the movie. I just thought, at the end of the last one, at the end of Scream 5, how are they going to go in a new direction? Like, where else could
they go?
They
capped it pretty good. We went to go see it together, didn't we?
Scream 6 or Scream 5?
5.
Yeah,
we saw 5
so.
Together. And then, yeah. Okay, go on.
But it's the guys from Radio Silence. These guys did Ready or Not. They took control of this one for Scream 5, and I think they're just doing
really
a fantastic
job. I really liked Ready or Not. That was a really
good
movie, so I might.
They do an excellent job of blending dark horror and comedy together without making the horror seem stupid and ridiculous.
Awesome.
And the new Scream 6, they did an excellent job. They bring back Kirby from Scream 4.
Hayden Panettiere. Terry,
that's right.
Is that who
and
she is?
I think she is Canadian, if I'm correct. I
believe
she is,
and may her brother rest in peace. He passed away recently.
Jesus, Mike.
Just offering condolences. Go on.
excellent movie. Didn't expect the twist. I spent the whole time in the theater trying to pick who it was. Couldn't fucking get it. Didn't see it coming at all. They did a great job of twisting away from it. I'd give it a solid 7.5, 8 out of 10.
Did you like the previous installment, Jimmy, as well?
Scream 5? Yeah, I thought Scream 5 was fantastic, but my only issue was where do you go with this? And it turns out Manhattan is the answer.
What's the basic?
Well, every killer goes to Manhattan.
Yep, that's right. They stood where Jason stood.
I was gonna say, did they?
They do a nice little nod. When there's a scene on the subway. They do a nice little nod because it takes place over Halloween. Nice little nod to like all the other horror characters, and I was like, how the fuck did they get the rights to all of those faces? But they did it.
I've heard about this sequence,
and I listened to another podcast.
You cheated on us?
Other podcasts exist. I listened to another podcast, and they were talking to the guys from Radio Silence, and it was something that they just kind of put out into the air, like pitched to the producers, and they were thinking there's no way they're going to approve this. And then like a day or two before they shot, the producers were like, yeah, you guys can do it. It's just they can't have like their signature moves. Like you can't have Freddy with his finger glove doing things with his finger glove.
So
things like that.
That's so cool.
So they're allowed to have the faces, and it's a fun little scene. Yeah.
And how many faces? What do we have? We have Freddy, Jason.
Yeah, all the classics.
Michael Myers,
yeah.
Leatherface.
I was like, how the fuck did they do that? But it was just something that they asked for and they got. So people at home, if you're worried about asking for something that you don't think you're going to get anyways, just do it. Just
the worst
ask.
They can do is say no.
That's right. Just fucking ask.
What's a lifetime of embarrassment?
What's the?
That's
what,
right.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the worst thing.
So you're saying no? Okay. All right. Fine. I'll
never ask
shame.
For anything again.
What's the basic plot? Like, because I remember it was a soft reboot for Scream 5.
Everybody, so the new kids are in New York.
Oh,
they're
going to school in New York. They're
going
to school. Okay.
They all go to school together because what brings people together better than tragedy?
And everybody's always in school when these movies occur anyway.
Exactly. So. Scream 2 takes place, university.
Yeah.
Scream 6, which is basically the Scream 2 of the new generation,
sure.
University. New Scream Killer. I can't spoil it for
you can't,
you guys.
No, I know you can't.
Don't.
But they do a nice little, I'll say Radio Silence. They brought Samara Weaving back for the opening.
Interesting.
Because as you guys know with Scream movies, they bring in a hyper celebrity to get killed in the first act.
Well, what it was, who was it? Omar Epps and
Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And then Drew Barrymore in the first one. Yeah. This is what they do. This is what they do. So they got Samara Weaving, who has one of the best screams in all of horror today.
She gets it good?
Yep.
What's your favorite kill?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Wow, it's that?
It's just one that you got to see.
All right, fair enough.
It's just one that you got to see. Got greenlit for a third one.
I mean, it's Wes Craven's. Do you think it's Wes Craven's best?
Wes Craven has died.
I know he has. But he started the whole thing.
Yeah. He's been dead for about 15 years.
I'm not saying that he made this movie. I'm saying it's his IP. It's his idea. It's
no,
you don't think
Nightmare
it's
Dream Warriors is his best.
Mark was saying that the other day with you too. Yeah. What I never went down the hard for. I mean, I saw the first one and
you're missing out.
I know. My mom, right? Yep. Simpsons.
Yeah.
Horror movies.
Blame your mother.
I blame my mother for everything. I'm not
I bet if
to
we
watch.
Talked to your mother, she'd be like, I was more than willing to let him watch those things. He was just too scared.
No, she's not allowed on the show.
He
I
had
can't.
Nightmares.
She's my blame post. I can't let that happen.
He had rubber sheets.
He was peeing the bed.
He wanted his McDonald's and that was it.
Okay,
how many dirty subways out of 10 do you give it?
7.5, 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I watched. You done? You want more? You want more? No.
I just same problem as I had after 5. No idea where they're gonna go with it. But I like that.
Now and they're gonna do.
They don't like hint at anything. They don't hint at where the story's gonna go. They're just like, yep, we're getting another one.
Is there an end credit trailer?
No.
Okay.
This isn't a Marvel.
Hey, those are.
This isn't one of your Marvels, Michael.
Not my Marvel. It's not even.
This isn't one of your Kevin Feige's.
Well, it's definitely not Victoria Alonso's Marvel anymore. Oh, okay. I finally watched a movie that somebody suggested to me a while ago. George Miller directed it, wrote it. Oh. So Mad Max.
Yeah.
Right.
The original.
The original. Yeah. Like.
Oh my gosh! You've never seen it?
No, no. Wow. I'm not talking Mad Max. I'm saying George Miller did the movie I watched.
Oh.
3,000 Years of Longing. Tilda Swinton. Idris Elba.
This is the genie one?
This is the djinn. Actually. Genie would be
lowbrow.
What'd you
think? I heard bad things.
I loved it.
Okay.
I had such a good time. It's weird. It's out there. You get a little Aladdin vibes with the three wishes. But what it is it's the djinn story of how he's an idiot and got trapped.
Oh, okay. Because that's what you never hear.
You never hear from the other side, right?
Nope.
And the great thing about it is Tilda Swinton plays what is a neurologist. A neurologist is somebody who studies stories, and humanity learns best by a story, right? Once upon a time, here's a moral dilemma, the end.
Yeah.
So she's very interested in 3,000 years of stories from a genie locked in a bottle. And what he does is he narrates his entire life. She thinks she's being tricked because she knows all about djinns. Next thing you know, there's like this love thing going on. It's so much fun. It's so out of touch. Like there's.
When was the last time we saw a djinn? Would that be The Witcher?
American Gods.
The Witcher.
I think it'd be
and
The Witcher.
American Gods, yeah.
Yeah.
Witcher and American
but
Gods.
But not like that version of a genie, of a djinn, not really celebrated in popular culture, right? But
Will Smith?
Okay.
Will Smith, yeah, that's fair.
Fair enough, fair
God
enough.
God damn it.
My genie starts with a Robin and ends with a Williams. That's where I grew up with genies, but hey, you know. But it is out there. The movie is weird because the movie is about a story, but in the movie you learn about storytelling and
That's been on my watch list.
I think you guys would like it.
Okay,
where is it out? Where is it?
It's on
it
Prime.
Out?
It's on Prime for free.
Oh,
Yeah. Huh. And Idris Elba like has these scales on his legs and he has no parts and his fingertips are gold and he's got really elfish ears and a bald head. When he comes out of the bottle, he's huge. He takes up the whole hotel room. And the whole movie takes place in one hotel room.
Bizarre.
Ooh. So bizarre. So bizarre, but like colorful.
There's is a George Miller?
George Miller.
Weird.
Also did Happy Feet, I didn't know. What? So even weird. George Miller's Happy Feet, guys. I know.
I mean, he's not sticking to one lane.
He's not.
Good for him.
But it's like, I'm going to give you three dystopian, crazy movies. Then I'm going to reboot the series with practical fucking effects with the vehicles. And now I'll do a movie about penguins. Like,
Penguins dancing.
Penguins dancing. Yeah, right. Nonetheless. But yeah, it's one of those like, everybody, like it's obviously a paycheck movie for both of them, right? Like, it's out of their...
You think so?
Well, I maybe not for Tilda, but I think...
A project like this sounds like something that they took on because they thought it would just be fun.
Shauna clapped at end.
It's a really good cast. Like, I mean, it's not going to be... can't be a shit movie with Idris Elba and
that's
Tilda
what
Smith.
I thought.
Well, and it also, like, now you're talking me out of my idea. It also, like, It's a fantasy tale. It has King Solomon in it.
What genre would it be in?
I would say fantasy. Honestly, okay. Modern day fantasy is what I would give it.
You know, you just can't put movies
in
box.
So not horror.
Not horror. Like, he tells three tales of how he ended up where he is.
She uses her wishes on?
No. She refuses to use her wishes because she's like, everything about wishes always ends badly.
It's the monkey's paw.
It is. Yeah. It totally is. Simpsons.
That's right, buddy.
Simpsons.
We're getting them, Martin. Every week, he knows a new one.
Also, Jordan Peele's production company name, too. So that really helps me. She's very argumentative. And if he doesn't use his wishes, he disappears and can't be found.
Right.
And that's part of one of the tales. And one of the other, it always ends bad for him because he's into pussy. That's what fucks him up. Like, he falls in love and then he gets trapped in a bottle.
Classic genies.
And then he's like 3,000. He's like, he's in a bottle for 2,500 years. He's in another bottle.
You tell
that
dude to get a PS5.
Yeah.
Oh, and he like.
Entertain him.
I agree.
Idris is so good in it. He's so good.
I can't think of a thing he's bad in.
He's never bad.
We are canceling the apocalypse.
Right?
Awesome.
Like, it just, it's, I give it, there's a scene in it that I had so much fun watching. There's, at one point, there's two brothers, and it takes place around Mesopotamia. Because he's an old fuck. And one brother is like bloodlusting for his kingdom and wants to kill his father. And the other brother is just this fat, portly, horny kid. And they both grow up and they take the horny one and they lock him in a room full of fur with like 10 really big naked women for him to just have sex with all day long. Because his belief system is the power of the flesh. And like 5 years go by and he's just in this room just being constantly fucked by these big, beautiful women. And they are full frontal naked the whole time. There, I've never seen so...
Sorry, you said this is on Prime?
This is on Prime. This is on Prime.
Sold.
Go watch the big, beautiful woman orgy scene. It will make you
shock. How many wishes, Mike, would you give it out of 10?
I would give it... I'd give it 8 wishes, man.
So you'd wish for more wishes?
I'd wish for
more. Wish for more wishes.
I would. I 100% would. We didn't know anything about it. Original story. Great time. Hour and 40 minutes.
You know what? And the people who told me this wasn't good aren't people who I take movie opinions from. You know who I take movies opinion from?
Us.
You guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is how I watch new shit.
Exactly.
I don't listen to the fucking civilians
out
there.
I'm going to watch this tonight. I'm going to break my rule. I'm going to smoke a little weed again.
Do it.
I'm going to watch this movie.
Were you a little stoned?
When
aren't you?
Sure. yeah, 8 wishes out of 10, 100%.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Martin, what'd you watch?
I have been watching a show that I'm sad it's the last season, but I'm also excited to see it. The last season of Ted Lasso started last week.
Wow.
And there's 2 episodes in. I love this show. It's one of the only shows that doesn't give me anxiety when I watch it, like high anxiety.
Uh-huh.
Silicon Valley does that.
And the character of Ted Lasso was so lovable, and it's so positive the whole show. But you know that there's stuff going on behind the scenes, so they do tackle real issues with the characters that they're going through, like trauma and things like that. But I don't know. Just Sudeikis, I love that guy. It's a great show. And it's I'm excited but sad to see where it's going to go and how it's going to end. But I hear also there's going to be a spin-off show. I'm not sure if you guys heard that.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. I heard that it could be, was it the Waterboy turned coach that might have his own series?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be him, but
also,
I would like to see one with Roy Kent. That's my favorite character.
Brett Goldstein?
To see a spin-off with him.
Is that his name, Brett Goldstein?
Yeah.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
Him or Juno Temple get a spin-off series. Like, I'd love to see those two get a spin-off series.
I've watched the first season enough times. I've tried to start it multiple times, and then I'm like, no, dark shit. But I agree with you. It is the least anxiety-ridden show. It's all about happiness.
It's one of the best shows on TV, man.
Do they investigate more about his relationship with his wife and kid? Because I can tell.
Oh yeah, they go into that in like the later seasons. Like later in season one, they do. Season two, they go through everything. They go through like a lot of it is based on like, you know, it's a happy show, but all these people do have trauma, and the show really explores that and how people deal with it.
It's insane what this has turned into after just being like a NBC commercial for soccer.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Like that's insane to me. What happened to the Geico caveman?
Yeah.
Why couldn't their show work?
What about Aflac?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Isn't
that just absolutely phenomenal?
He didn't have the dance in the locker room. That dance in the locker room when he's dancing in the first season with his players, his football team, that was sick. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Jason Sudeikis, right? Here.
Amazing.
The most I've watched of it is the best clips of it on Instagram and TikTok and stuff.
You're doing yourself an injustice.
I know I am.
You got to watch it.
I'm just saying that dart scene makes me respect the fuck out of him. Like,
dude, and the guys from Buffy, one of the antagonists is Giles from Buffy.
What?
I thought I recognized him.
The ex-husband is
Waddingham's husband is like her ex-husband. Yeah,
let me Giles.
I need to watch it in its entirety because it did make my heart grow two times bigger.
It's great. It's great. If you want to feel good, just watch the damn show. It's so good.
And like soccer's so second to the plot, isn't it?
It is, and it's about the people on the show, right? And I think one of his coaching tactics, which I loved was is like his thing is like he doesn't care about wins or losses. He just wants to make these men the best versions of themselves on
right.
and off the field. That's his coaching tactic, which is I think is amazing. And what's the key thing about being a coach is doing that to your players.
But doesn't that make them a better team in the process?
Exactly. And that's how like he goes into a broken team, Mike. He goes into a broken
team.
Oh,
I can tell.
And then eventually
the two dudes like Goldstein and the guy who never wears a shirt, I could just tell. I was like, oh, this is the perfect dynamic. Like,
it's so good, man. I'm into it.
And the cookies, when he brings her the cookies, it's just so like he does all these he mind fucks you. He's like a Miyagi of kindness.
Hope you're wearing a condom.
Yes.
I got a dirty mind.
Why do you think
to the Greek, baby?
Why do you, like? Is it good to you that they're ending it after three? Like, does it have an end there? Or
is it only three?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only three seasons.
It feels like it's been on forever.
It's only been three seasons, and I think it's good that you end off in a high note because sometimes shows just drag on. But I think they're getting to the point now where they flesh out the characters enough. A lot of them are doing in the show their own things, and I think this is a time where you ended on a high note. And if they're getting a spin-off show, great, because I still love some of the characters, so they can kind of see what we're going on with their lives. But yeah, end it off on a high note, man. You don't have to drag it on for like 50 seasons like The Walking Dead. Just end it on a high note.
How many nil-nil ties do you give it out of 10?
I think it's only two episodes so far, but I'm liking what I see. I definitely like an 8.
Right on.
Awesome. You guys go watch 3000. I'll go get me some Ted Lasso. And we'll all be better for it by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Anything else, dude, or is that it? You're good?
That's it. Wait, actually, Jimmy, are you caught up? Are you watching the show?
I have not caught up.
Ooh, did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I've seen the first season.
Yeah, that's where I am at, too. There's just too much, man.
Pretty good.
I've got
pretty,
lots to watch.
Pretty good.
Yep.
And for a guy who was going through like a really big crisis in his public life, to be able to still keep that up on set, I mean, there's your talent, right?
Well, like it's divorce. The true underdog story. So I'm going to bring it back. This show is the true underdog story. Like, no one thought this guy who coached at the amateur level can coach a professional
a completely
soccer
different
team.
Sport.
Yeah.
And he knows nothing about. Like, no one thought he could do it. But, you know, it just goes to show there's a bit more to coaching than just knowing the sport.
That's right.
Right?
Very true. And
Gretzky was a coach, failed miserably.
Michael Jordan,
exactly.
too. Yeah, no, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you can those who can't do teach.
That's right.
And those who can't teach well, teach Jim.
That's funny.
And a mustache, I have to say. Like a good mustache makes a good coach.
I'm trying my best, Mike.
Mustache.
Yeah, what did Rob tell you last night it looked like?
I'm not going to say.
Obviously, it didn't resonate. All right, listener, there you go. There's your weekly watch list. Go check out some Ted Lasso. Go scream and go back 3,000 years and find yourself a djinn. But don't trust them because they're fucking tricksters.
Right.
Jimmy, what time is it?
It's debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein,
give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I know what kind of guy you were. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Sorry, let me catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
He's very right, listener. At the top of the show, we mentioned we are making our own Happy Meals, and we're creating the best part of a Happy Meal,
yeah,
which is predominantly the toys. The food sucks because they were like, it was a shitty cheeseburger. It was a shitty set of fries, but you were a kid and you didn't know any better.
That's exactly it, Mike. When I was doing, when I was getting mine together this morning and I was on my laptop and I was looking at different Happy Meal toys, I thought the best toys made the kid not even want to eat the meal at all.
Misdirection.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the best toys.
You know what? I still fucking love that hamburger. I don't care if it's shitty.
Too.
I love it so much.
Yeah. When I was a kid and I got... I remember getting, not to get too off topic here, Emperor's New Groove toys, and boy, was I just more focused on those than any meal I could have been having.
I agree. You weren't even hungry. You just wanted the box and the toy. And sometimes those toys were like big, like they'd give you the Happy Meal, and then the toy wouldn't fit inside the fucking box.
Here's your toy.
Yeah,
throw it in the car.
Right? Yeah. No, they would. They would do that. So the whole point of this, we've done different ones like this before, where we come up with different campaigns and whatnot, listener. But the basic priority was to redesign the Happy Meal. So come up with a few marketing points.
And this just spans generations.
Oh, everybody knows
every
a Happy Meal.
Like, everybody.
What did you see on that research link? Was it like it went back to like late 60s?
Early 50s? I didn't know Mr. Potato Head was a. Was originally a McDonald's toy.
I didn't know that
either.
Oh,
wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I just went down the list to find like the Fraggle Rock ones.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Yeah, that was a huge one.
Everybody got
They're still
that
huge.
Shit.
I know.
They're
I know.
Still huge.
So redesign the Happy Meal. Come up with some toys. Come up with a little bit of a marketing plan and a new design. But we said do whatever you want, but I hope everyone went where I went because I'll be the only dark one this week. But it was a movie that really shouldn't have a Happy Meal.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what I thought, too. Cause...
And I pitched that to Zoe, and she gave me the one that I'm using today.
Okay. What did you – I think, Martin, you were the one who were like, it shouldn't be a good movie. Like,
it shouldn't be. Yeah. You shouldn't have a Happy Meal. Like, it shouldn't be for kids. I'll just say that.
Yes.
Because then it's already been made.
Or will be made, and
exactly.
It's too easy, right? So like,
I went a little bit different with mine. You'll see, but it's like it's still it shouldn't. I'm gonna stick with the point that it should not. This what I'm pitching should not be for kids.
Avatar 2.
I made an adult Happy Meal, so without further ado, Jimmy, please start us off.
All right, so I guess I'll just start with the movie that I picked.
Yeah.
Well, Zoe helped me with this one, and it was first she said Little Shop of Horrors. Almost went that way.
Oh, my God.
Hard not to. It was very
Dude,
hard not to go
that
way.
Don't start with
that. Way. I know. But then she said something that just, it stuck. She said, The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh. This
I mean,
is going to be interesting.
So I went very much the way that you went with it, Michael. So when I picked The Hills Have Eyes, I'm not imagining the West
also
Raven
what,
original
okay,
in this situation. I am thinking the very dark 2004.
The Ted Levine one.
Fucking terrifying movie. Me and Zoe tried to watch this. Both of us didn't make it all the way to the end. I've seen it before. It's just, and it, you know what? It goes back to what I was saying earlier. The best Happy Meals. And the best toys from those Happy Meals make the kid not even want to eat the meal. And boy, I'll say, my toys are going to make you never want to eat again.
Yeah, okay, go on.
So I searched up the top toys that people remember. And it seems like I've got my five here. So I'm going to offer in this Happy Meal. The first thing, mutant Furbies. Furbies are already demonic, and with their only pupils and death stares.
Yeah.
Basically already mutants on their own.
Yeah.
But what would be more fun than, have you guys seen, like, online they have people that have done modded Furbies?
Yeah.
So they've done, like, a human scent of Furby.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Things like that, I imagine, that kids would very much not do. Certainly wouldn't make me want to eat my Happy Meal. When I was a kid, the big ones were the handheld games.
Yes.
The Sonic handheld games. Now, I don't know what exactly. All the games kind of have, they're two buttons, right? So
yeah.
They don't.
Punch, maybe kick, and move.
Maybe you're playing soccer in the sand dunes of the hills. Maybe something like that. The third one seems to be Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking really loved Hot Wheels. But in mine, you just get the RV, and it does not go very far, and it stinks.
Does it smell like smoke because they weren't supposed to be smoking?
Absolutely terrible, and it's just too hot. You know what? I'll go right to number five. Everyone's favorite, and I don't know anybody who didn't have one, Tamagotchis.
Oh, yeah. The little pet thing?
The little pet thing. But imagine if it was a mutant, you had to feed body parts to keep alive. For your horror fan like me, that's a hit.
So, like, you're playing with the toy, and in there, there's like a... Who's the one that, like, the laugher?
I don't know if they have names.
Okay. Ted. George.
We'll call him Ted, yeah.
But you basically are hucking, like, body parts. That's cool. I dig that.
That's how you feed your Tamagotchi. Do you want him to die? No.
No. No. Because that was the shame of having one, is if you died, it would take a while to, like, get it back to life, wasn't it?
And I want everyone to know I could have gone a lot darker with this.
Oh, you definitely could have.
This could have been just absolutely depressing. But instead you get fun things like mutant Furbies, and I don't know, maybe when they give you the box, it's filled with sand, just to remind you of the movie. You're not eating the food anyways because the toys are just so disgusting. And that's my pitch.
I dig it.
Nice. Good job this weekend.
That movie is awkward as fuck.
It's disgusting. And I'm excited for me, you, and Charles to go see Evil Dead Rise, because I think we're all going to be watching it through our fingers.
I'm going to be holding your hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely going to be a hide fest.
And that's kind of what I wanted people to open up this Happy Meal and feel fear.
Yeah. That would, I mean, that.
What the fuck is going to be inside this box?
Martin, you go first.
What? Oh, I said good job this week, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
I am scared to look at what's inside your box.
What's in the box? I dig it. A missed opportunity for me would be some sort of dog-related thing, because the dog does bite it.
I see. I tried to avoid that. People don't like hearing dead dog.
Oh, man. My debate is so dark compared to yours. Like, I really took the bait on this one. So I looked this up. I did go down the list of all the famous Hollywood toys that have made it in.
Yeah.
And I felt that there was a missed opportunity for maybe propping out some really cool things from a movie or two. And then I was like, what movie shouldn't have a Happy Meal? And there's no list online. Nobody else thinks like this.
I tried to Google that exact sentence.
Nobody.
Nothing.
Nobody's ever Googled it before. So I just Pinterest Happy Meals. And found that some guy online, I can't remember his name, I'd love to shout him out, but he redesigned, like, what shouldn't have a Happy Meal and made it a Happy Meal. And one of them just so happened to be one of the most famous gangster crime movies of the 80s.
Are these something you can order? Sorry.
I believe you can order them.
Sweet.
He did make
them. Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were like $4 or $5
bucks. I
wonder
if it's like a request thing.
Ooh, I know where you're going, Mike. I'm loving it. I like this idea.
He's loving it.
Look at my hands. Look at my hands. They're moving. I'm getting itchy. I'm having a flash. I'm having PTSD. I'm getting triggered because of something that we used to do back in the day.
Oh, no.
I picked Brian De Palma's 1983 Scarface.
Naturally.
So, Tony Montana's here, bitches. And I redesigned everything from the ground up. I'll end with my toys because I just couldn't stop at toys. I'm sorry. So instead of a Happy Meal, you're getting an actual brick of cocaine. But there's no cocaine inside of it. It's just a brick of cocaine. And then you have to, like, cut it open with your dad's pocket knife because it's been taped shut.
And you take out a credit card.
Well, no. Mm. I have. Don't. You're getting ahead of yourself here. So it looks like a brick of cocaine. And then you open it up. Right. But on the outside, they'll have, like, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the pussy on the side. Kay. Adult Happy Meal before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen. And then it'll say, like, product of Colombia, and it'll be like some ripoff coffee company just so you can get it across. Like, very realistic, right?
Yeah.
Inside, it's a standard Happy Meal, fries, burger, and a drink. But all of these things have utilitarian purpose.
Okay.
The straw can be cut up into four separate pieces to snort however you would like to snort your cocaine.
Because it's a family. It's a family restaurant.
It's a family. Exactly right. If you've got a wife, two kids, and you're all above age, fucking give her.
Could I get a crazy straw?
The crazy straw is when it goes up your bum. That's that straw. Yeah. That's
Wolf of Wall Street, baby.
Yeah. Different movie. So you've got the straw. The fries pack can be used to put cocaine on.
Like a platter instead
of doing it off the back of a toilet seat.
Mirror.
Whatever. Yeah. Right. You're out and about. You need something. And then the wrapper on the baggie, you can put your extras in at the end of the night and then twist it back up and take it home.
Chew.
It's all about utility, guys. And I also have a no food version because we all know that cocaine is nature's appetite suppressant.
Right.
Nobody cares about the food. So you just get the straw.
Right. Well, I'm glad we went the same way.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it looks. But my toys. So I wanted collectible figurines of Tony and Manny and Elvira all in classic poses. So you will get Tony at his desk with a pile of cocaine in front of it, right? Just like stoned out of his fucking tree, man. And then Manny will be making out with Tony's sister, doing cocaine.
Naturally.
Obviously. Mm. And then Elvira...
In the bathroom.
You know it. You know you're fucking Tony. And then Elvira will be sitting at her nightstand, getting ready for bed, also doing cocaine. A chemistry kit to tell if your batch has been spiked or not. A chainsaw that doubles as a pocket knife. and then based
how
on
how big is this chainsaw?
It's a pocket knife, right? But it's the chainsaw from the first kill.
Pocket sand. Yeah.
And then based on regional locations, you would be able to get a free visit to a zoo to hang out with a tiger cub.
Wow.
Right? Oh.
So like if this was in California and they had a zoo that had tiger cubs, you could go and be like, I want to sit with the tiger, man. A tiny helicopter with Omar hanging out the side of it.
Nice. I was waiting. If you didn't see that, I would have dot points. I was like, dope.
Did not forget Omar.
That's the one all the kids are playing with.
Oh, totally, right? The soundtrack of the film, so you can do coke off the CD case as well, because if you're from the 90s, you know.
Are you putting in a copy of the early
2000s, Michael?
Also, yeah, okay, fine, fair enough. Martin's car may have been a location for said such things.
Guys, oh my God.
And then Tony's green card to cut yourself a line.
Of course.
Those are my toys. And then lastly, my marketing pitches, just to get it out there. A free Happy Meal coupon will be provided to anybody ordering between the hours of 2 and 6 in the morning through the drive-thru.
That's really nice of you. Right? That's where the most people
we know why you're there. And then either if I can convince Tony or Al and Michelle to come back, they'll either be AI versions of themselves if I can't or real versions of themselves doing a run of commercials in character. So like Al will be like an old Tony and Elvira will be like an older Elvira.
Because that's what they would do. I remember the Batman Beyond ones.
You get it, right? Like sometimes someone from the movie would show up and do a thing. That's my pick.
Stop the ass kissing with you.
Great job this week, Mike.
You want to go first?
Really, really good. I'll go first. Great job this week. I really can't think of anything bad to say about your happy. Like both of you did great job. I can't think of anything bad to say this week about both of your happy.
I was excited for this week.
Did I miss anything?
It was. I think the one thing I would say is you missed. You know what a hasa is, Frank? It's a pig that don't fly. That's the only thing.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Maybe you could have made your meal
what's
a Cuban
Frank?
Sandwich.
Oh.
A Cuban pork sandwich.
That's
you
funny.
But your
a
happy
Cubano.
Meal and call it a hasa. And call it a hasa.
Yeah,
the hasa.
Okay.
That's it.
No, that's really smart.
Really
other than that, I don't know if you were just pressed for time.
A tiny McDonald's Cubano.
I was pressed for
that's
like.
Pretty funny.
My goal is to put it on one page now. Because I can go long, right? Prophetic
shit.
No, but like,
great.
So I was like, I'm gonna tighten this up. But I did leave out Frank.
Sometimes you gotta leave things on the cutting room floor.
Don't fuck me, Tony. Yeah. Don't you ever fuck me, Tony. I left that guy out. Sousa. Yes. But I also almost put in you know how like when we were kids and you'd get like a RoboCop and you could put caps in it?
Yeah.
I wanted to get a car bomb. That you can put
caps
in.
IED. You put an IED.
An IED.
That's a great toy.
But I was like, yeah, I don't want to take kids. If the kids find the toys, I don't want to take them down the wrong road. Because, again, you need to be an adult to order.
I mean, like the brick of cocaine is not going to take them down the wrong road.
That's true. I saw Cocaine Bear, so cocaine has
but
been
good
on
job.
My mind.
I like it, man. I'd say good job this week, Mike. Really
great
good
debate.
Job.
Jimmy, any...
My one qualm.
Your one.
Your first few toys where it's like Tony doing cocaine and then... What do these toys do? How do you play with these toys? So I think you put them in a little car.
So I missed the car. I missed the Cadillac
shopping.
Yeah, you
can have Tony at his desk doing a mound of cocaine, but he's got to be in a little car.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Oh God, yeah. Because
that's what all the remember when the Batman came out and they put all the characters in little cars for some fucking reason?
Yes, they did. Fraggle Rock did that too. They put them in like vegetables.
All your characters need to be in little cars.
Oh, that is such a missed opportunity. Because that's a style of very good call.
All right, fair enough.
Otherwise, perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate
great
that.
Great pick.
Martin, close us out, buddy.
Hold on. So you can't actually do any of the cocaine?
No, it's like it's for
what happens if they snort it?
Okay, I may have misspoke. The brick of cocaine is just the vessel the Happy Meal comes in.
But you said you like
the
cut
box.
It open.
That's your box.
It's your box, but you have to cut it open like a brick.
Oh, I understand.
Oh, that's good.
It's for the
That's really good.
It's for the cocaine aficionado.
Right.
For the cocaine user on the go. Right? Like, everything you need to do lots of cocaine and be reminded by all these people who liked doing cocaine will be around you.
I'm glad you clarified that. That's gonna help you.
Okay. Thank you. My vessel versus... Here's a brick of cocaine through a drive-thru for $4.99. It's gonna
that's not a good look.
It's not being stepped on, I swear.
Needs the yellow handle.
All right, Marty. Close it up.
Okay, so I also went the route of adult Happy Meal. I just want to explain, like, one thing I loved...
It's gonna be perverted.
Growing up, no, it's actually not. maybe a little bit.
It was.
Maybe
I changed
6%,
it.
6% perverted. But one thing I love about as a kid when you went to birthday parties is you got loot bags.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
One thing I wanted to do as an adult and as a business is I wanted to like throw parties but like have adult loot bags for these parties.
Yeah, it's about
so
time.
Whatever it is, and you know, it could be like little bitty bottles of Bacardi or whatever, like, and then condoms, lube, things like that. Like
mouthwash, toothbrush.
Yeah.
You
know?
Sponsored by Adam and Eve.
Stuff like that. But so I wanted to do that, but I wanted to make a Happy Meal, but a Happy Meal that's literally made for adults, not
a
for
horny
kids.
Meal.
Like McDonald's is selling. It's not going to be that. There's no sex involved. It's going to be a Happy Meal that you can't order as a kid. You have to be 18 and over to order this Happy
Meal.
Wow, the
18-plus meal.
Yes.
That's horny by nature.
So one of the toys that I did love growing up as a kid, you remember Polly Pocket?
Yes.
So Polly Pocket is going to be partnering up with McDonald's. And I think Polly Pocket was also a McDonald's toy back in the day.
Damn.
But it's going to be called the Polly Infected line because I'm getting it from the Last of Us show.
Wow.
They're making their own toys. So I'm going to start with the box. The happy. If you play the game, you know that when you heal, you have like a med kit. It's like a little first aid kit.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be your box. And it's going to have like the Fedra logo on the front. And it's going to have the first aid symbol. So that's going to be your box first.
Sweet.
I went a different route with you guys, and I didn't just focus on the toy. I'm like, well, why don't we make this a good Happy Meal? Like, why don't we make this an enjoyable thing?
Wow.
So I'm going with the McRabbit sandwich. And the reason why it's only for adults is because it's going to be paired with a Beaujolais.
Ooh.
With a fancy wine, which you can get alcohol with your McDonald's in Europe. So I mean, like
McCafe.
Exactly. You're gonna have a fancy meal. It's gonna be a meal for an adult. Might as well make it a fancy meal. Let's see here. So the toys.
Do you have potatoes daphnis instead of French fries?
Damn.
Right. Tastes like them, but they took us 2 hours to prep.
But it's going to be, I figure this is going to be like more, it's not going to be like a everyday McDonald's. It'll be like a special McDonald's pop-up kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know you have to
like a very limited edition.
You need a table to get this.
Yeah. Something that you got to line up for. I'm thinking this will be the this will probably be served at the Last of Us Season 2 premiere.
Wow.
You
know, I dig it.
That's what I'm going for. And our toys, you know how we have Polly Pocket? So, you know, Polly Pocket basically is you have like a little structure.
Yeah.
It opens up and you have the little mini figurines.
Oh, God.
It's very tiny.
Yeah. So, first thing, we're going to have the Boston Courthouse. We're going to have Tess and the infected runner kiss scene. That's going to be one of the toys.
Nice.
So that opens up, and you have all the little runners there and the dead Fedra guys and the fireflies on the
but
floor.
But like cute Polly Pocket version.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 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 You're going to also have Bill and Frank's house when they're getting raided by the raiders and the fence traps going all off. So that opens up. You'll see the basement and all these things. You'll have David and Ellie in the steakhouse with Ellie hammering him with the butcher cleaver while it's on fire. You'll have a little bit. It's going to be like burning as well effect. You'll have Joel and Ellie in the hospital with all the dead fireflies, like when he's going through the scene, the very last scene. And then you're also going to have the Kansas City with a headless Perry and a bloater holding his head. You're also going to have Kathleen with an infected child pummeling her to death. But yeah, those are my McDonald's toys. And I like I said, this is something I want to see for the Last of Us premiere season two.
And that's a great spot to do like a signature thing and then see what happens and then put it into an actual retail.
Everybody's buying that.
And it's like, you know what? Like it's going to be more of like a, I figure like a lot of adults like to decorate their desks at the office. So this will be like your diorama piece that you can bring and just have it as a decoration for your office, a little Last of Us Polly Pocket thing.
Like I'm just looking around the studio right now and I'm like, I don't have a choice but to vote for you because I have all those things in this room. Like
have so many Polly Pockets.
Yeah, like yeah. There's like 30 Funkos on one line.
Damn,
like, there's trinkets and tchotchkes everywhere. Like, oh my god,
my favorite is the Peacemaker one that
Peacemaker's dope. Fun fact. One of my friends just saw John Cena at a restaurant here in Vancouver.
He saw who?
John Cena.
You can't see John Cena.
You can't see me.
So either he was looking in an empty fucking restaurant,
or it's John Cena's stunt double.
But he's here filming. I think he's here filming. What do you call it? Peacemaker season two.
Thank God.
Fuck yes.
That's what I think. I don't know if that's confirmed, but he was seen here recently.
DC can be good.
It's trying. The only qualm I can think of.
Yeah.
The only qualm I can think of in a world of make believe.
Hit him with a cue.
Chokeable toys.
The hyper chokeable
toys. Adults.
And the problem, you're right, because Polly Pockets.
Adults only. It's not
adults only.
For kids.
But I'm imagining a take your son or daughter to work day where someone brings their baby into the room and they just go.
Polly Pockets, so chewable.
And like you eat Joel, and then she had the, and then you're like, can I get my Joel back when your daughter shits out my Joel, please?
I gotta say this, Darwinism. That's my rebuttal to your thing.
And that's
Darwinism.
What Last of Us
you're
really is.
You're stupid 3-year-old.
Yeah,
you're stupid 3-year-old, Aiden.
I like that I could use these as like D&D minis. After.
Yeah, you could.
I like the diorama aspect. Like I like watching people build dioramas.
Did you say the house is the box?
Yeah,
that's pretty. Sweet.
Oh, no. The med kit is the box.
Right.
The house is like the Polly Pocket stuff. Like the different
it opens up like a
house. Opens up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The box is just the med kit from the actual game. Because I wanted to do a shout out to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the Polly Pocket I'm looking at here is like an owl one. That's a nighttime scene on the inside, and owls come out at night, right? So it totally plays because you can have the med kit and then. That's your box, and then you open up the Boston Courthouse, and you have that scene inside, and then you open up the hospital, and you have that scene inside. Like, that's something that if they could get in front of a McDonald's executive, could probably, like, I know mine won't. Jimmy, you think they'd say yes to us?
I mean, we should petition this to McDonald's. I'm just saying.
I think mine's a little dated.
In 2004, everyone's going to love this movie, guys.
They really didn't.
All right, well, order is, Jimmy, you vote first, sir. You cast your vote for. Oh, and listener, by the way, Charles was supposed to be here today. Apparently, this education he's paid for. He had to be at some shooting for something. Not a shooting, sorry. He's shooting something for school.
He's shooting on location.
He's shooting on location. Thank you.
A film.
He's a school shooter.
He's not a school shooter. Let me get this right. So he couldn't be here to judge today, so we are resorting back to our traditional, like, you know, may the best man win instead of somebody judging for
Charles
us.
Charles did leave us his manifesto.
He did. Yeah, and it's very similar to Kaczynski's.
It's very long.
Incels unite. I was wondering what this was.
Incels unite.
That's what happens when you don't come to a show, Charles.
Outsells.
We call you an incel. So, yeah, we're going to go back to Fair Enough Around the Room. So, Jimmy.
This is...
tough?
It's tough. It was a... good. I knew this was going to be a good one, and I knew everyone was going to bring their A game.
Yeah, everyone did bring their A game, not going to lie.
I think Martin's has the advantage in marketability.
Yep.
I think Michael has the advantage in nostalgia. I like getting the soundtrack with it, too. I think that's really fun, because that's something to play while you're playing.
You're getting high to Tony Montana's soundtrack.
I love the box too. I love opening. I love that. I think sold me. I'm gonna go with Michael.
Woohoo! One for cocaine.
The cocaine box is very funny. I think that sells me. That you have to cut it open. Yeah. Branding.
What it's it. I like taking a thing and upcycling it.
Yeah.
So
I think you got me there.
Because what else looks like a Happy Meal? Obviously, a
box of cocaine.
Box of cocaine. I I love The Hills Have Eyes. I've watched it probably 10 times.
Jeez. Like
that version. I love getting scared by it.
Jeez.
I love the fucking close-up of Levine on the tree when he's being lit on fire, when that Danette kicks in and they're like...
It's fucked.
That laughing over the soundtrack is incredibly... It fucks with you.
Yep.
But I also like Polly Pocket. Like I like Polly Pocket. I think it's so fucking cool that you get this little thing that's got a little thing inside of it.
That's a good toy to play with.
And I just don't. I gotta give it to Polly Pocket. I gotta give it to Martin. Like, I love your movie. I loved it. I truly did.
Now, how does Martin go?
Yeah, I know.
I'm voting with integrity today. And Michael, you had me at cocaine, so put yourself on the fucking board.
Yeah, Michael got your chubby today.
It was tough, but Jimmy, it was tough. I'm not going to lie.
I get it.
Really well, but Michael just had cocaine, and I'm like,
no,
I'm going to vote for cocaine.
Good pick this week, Mike. Good pick.
There also was another time when me and Martin had cocaine, and it never lasted long.
Put yourself on the board, Mike.
On the board. I get to put it in the file when I save it. I'm like, best
Michael wins.
Toy to be. Michael wins. That's what I do. I put it Michael wins.
Michael win.
Anyways,
deserved it, man.
Thank
good
you.
Pick.
First you get the money. Yep. Then you get the power.
And then you get the podcast
then
win.
Then you get the podcast win. Exactly. You were talking top of the show, though. Like, all the toys and
what
shit.
Are your favorites? Mine was Inspector Gadget.
I didn't have an... See,
it was because of the Matthew Broderick movie just came out.
Okay.
Mm. And they built it. There's an Inspector Gadget, and you would get the different toy attachments that you could swap out. So he had, like, a propeller hat. He had, like, the guns for arms. It was just sweet and accessible.
Dude, do you remember Lego paired with McDonald's? Those are my favorite. They
yeah,
had, like, Lego
those
McDonald's.
Were good.
I don't remember that one.
No, they did. You'd get, like, a bag of something, and then it would be a creature.
Sweet.
I'm going to bring up the list here so we can go through this stuff so that we do.
Can I say this? My favorite
toy,
it's not a Happy Meal toy, but it was a Burger King toy. When they paired with Pokemon, and you can get the Pokemon,
yep.
I went fucking nuts for that. Like, you can, it's random, so you get different ones each time, so you have to go constantly buy these Pokemon toys at Burger King in
That's
order to get all the Pokemon.
Do you think the food at Burger King is better?
I like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong. I love a Whopper, but McDonald's fries are way better.
I've never done Burger King.
God damn it,
King.
But I do love mozzarella sticks at Burger King.
That's what gets me.
Okay, so first one.
Okay.
Well, the Happy Meal exists, but it only exists in the world of McDonald's. It doesn't exist in the world of film or anything. But the first one was Star Trek, the motion picture, where you got like a communicator.
That's wild. I never would have guessed Star Trek.
Oh, I want
first.
That communicator. That's so dope.
Yeah, it's a communicator. It's like a two tattoos, like removable tattoos.
How much do you think that gets you now?
Oh, I don't know.
If you had one of those.
I don't know. Probably a few thousand, I would imagine.
Would imagine. 82 was Hot Wheels, Playmobil.
Goddamn, yeah. Nothing beats fucking Hot Wheels.
83, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
84, My Little Pony. 85.
Damn, those are hot toys.
Yeah.
It is, but now we're into movies. An American Tale, 5 Goes West for 85.
Oh.
Such a good movie, dude.
Wow.
86 was American Tale. Also, 86 was the Boo Buckets. You guys remember
those? Wow. Halloween? That was
they
so cool.
Still do those to this day.
87 was Transformers.
Damn.
That's
I bet those
year.
Went pretty well.
Dude, an Egg McMuffin turned into a Transformer.
What does that mean? What?
Like,
how is that structurally sound?
Yeah, they were called McRobots.
What?
That's so
you guys
sick.
Lived in a different era.
87, and this is where I started collecting, was the Muppets, but baby Muppets.
Yeah, I saw these
I remember that. Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies. Thank you. Me and my grandmother started doing these together. And that's what our thing was Happy Meal toys. And she had them
that's
all
awesome.
On a shelf.
Wow.
87 through 91, Disney jumped on.
Yeah.
So that's The Brave Little Toaster, The Little Mermaid, Cinderella, 101 Dalmatians, The Rescuers Down Under, and many more. 1998 was where McNuggets were introduced.
Damn.
Those are so good.
And they never
nugget,
went back.
As Nugget Buddies.
I remember those.
Nugget, yeah, I remember those too.
Nugget
I remember those.
Buddies.
That unlocked a core memory in my brain.
That's part of your cornerstone. 90, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came on board.
Yep.
Fuck, I'm off. I've been off McDonald's for 2 months, and I'm
going there right after this.
I am hurting right now, boys.
It's Chicken Big Mac time.
I've lost a belt loop.
United Airlines picked up and offered Happy Meals on the planes to kids.
Damn.
Oh, that's so cool.
Dino changeables were 91. 92 was every Batman in a car.
You know what's annoying? The whole plane.
Dude, what was Trolls? Remember Trolls?
Yeah.
They had Troll McDonald's, those Troll dolls, as McDonald's toys too back in the day.
McDonald's also did an Earth Day version where you got like a shovel and a little mini Earth to like fill up.
Wow.
Made of plastic.
Yeah. Just thousands of plastic. Yeah, that's a great idea. Save the earth.
Oh, God. Yeah, these are non-recyclable. Never even thought about that.
There's an island full of Bartman toys.
That's right. Probably billions.
Martin, I hope you remember this one. Do you remember the Batman Forever glasses you could get?
Fuck, I remember those.
You remember those too?
Yeah. So cool.
Those were so fucking cool.
Collector's pieces, Michael.
Oh, yeah. God. You fill those up and like the Riddler would be, you could see the Riddler pop out. 96 was Space Jam.
Wow.
Obviously, yeah, you got to do it.
97, more Disney, Hunchback, Notre Dame, Hercules.
When did they do the dinosaur gloves?
98 to 99 is where Hot Wheels, Barbies, Lego, Doug action figures.
See, those are good. The 98 to 99, Lego, that was a good year.
Teeny
that
Beanie Babies was in there too, yep. As Jimmy said. The Furby came in 99. 2000 was Hot Wheels, Barbies, and Beanie Babies again. 2003 was video games, like you mentioned.
That was huge.
2004 had the adult Happy Meal, and 2004 tried.
Which, can I have a question, guys? Which year had the AOL internet CD?
What?
I bet you they tried. Who knows?
That can't be true.
The adult Happy Meal in 2004 was a way to appeal to grown-ups instead of kids. The meal included a salad, a bottle of Dasani, a small pedometer.
The worst of the waters.
A 15-minute fitness DVD related to yoga, core, cardio, or strength training. Oh, my God. Build-A-Bear was 06.
Do you think anybody got, like, incredibly jacked off that CD?
Well, I can tell you, they got jacked off of it from 2007 to 2009.
Well, I'll tell you, they got jacked off.
Here we go. Ooh. Some restaurants gave out Kid Bebop CDs.
Sick.
And were also inspired by American Idol, Cartoon Network shows, and Pirates of the Caribbean to make soundtracks.
Wow.
The 2010s had a Roald Dahl push.
What?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You can get...
Augustus Gloop.
Yeah. Well, you can get like a Mr. Willy Wonka or...
I got a slave called an Oompa Loompa.
The Amazing Matilda. 2011, childhood obesity got called out, so they started to do a 1% milk instead.
Oh, yeah, that'll fix it.
That's a yogurt. That was the yogurt.
It was the yogurt.
Apple slices.
Apples, you know it. There it is.
That'll fix it.
12 was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Big.
13 Huge. Was QR codes for
wow
stuff because cell phones were coming out. 2014 was the Hamburger University where you could get, like, university stenciled clothing saying you came from the Hamburger University.
Hilarious.
Emojis in 06. Pop sockets and fuzzy socks from 2010. The thing you put on the back of your phone so it can rest around your fingers.
Helpful.
19 was the 40th anniversary, so they brought back Furbies, Nugget Buddies, Power Rangers, My Little Ponies. 19
Martin,
was...
are you not wearing pants?
I'm wearing pajama pants.
God damn it, Martin.
They're penguins.
That's late in the episode. And then, yeah, 2020
you
is...
see the penguins, Jimmy?
Yes, I can see the penguins. I'm just so thankful that they're pants.
Anyways,
no,
yeah, no.
I'm probably getting my vaporizer because I might get McDonald's after this.
Hell yeah.
Long and the short of it is that the Happy Meal has a long and sordid history with our childhoods.
Yes, it does.
And even as adults.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, I went to McDonald's maybe last year, and they're like, how old's your son? 39.
I haven't had one in eons.
Is it for a boy or a girl? It's for a boy.
It's
for a boy.
Give me the blue one.
These are questions I've been asked when I bought Happy Meals at McDonald's. This is why the app is so great, because no one asks you these questions. You just order, you pick it up, and you go. No one asks questions.
What are the toys like now?
I got a Shaggy toy, like a bobblehead Shaggy.
So they're doing Scooby-Doo?
Maybe for the movie that never got released?
Yeah.
Possibly. Maybe they made all those toys, and they're like, we got to dump them somewhere. Huh. I just know that there's, like, in the world of collectibles, like...
There it is.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There it is.
See, that's nice.
That is fun, because that looks like something I put on my desk now.
Yeah.
Like, instead
exactly.
Of...
That's why putting stuff on desk, that's what adults will do. That's why I still buy Happy Meals. There's still stuff you put on your desk. They had Adventure Time. Do you guys know they had Adventure Time?
That's great.
Toys?
Are you... Well, because aren't those... Isn't that a burger and fries to begin with?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So they had Adventure Time toys, and I put the Adventure Time toys on my desk at work.
They should do Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Oh, anyways, listener, thank
clone
you.
Clone High, Jimmy? Some Clone High toys?
Space Ghost.
Undergrads?
Oh, I loved Undergrads. They're trying to do a movie.
I heard. But I like to see like those cartoons as toys would be awesome.
It'd be fucking amazing.
Listener, that's it this week, kids. This has been an absolute blast. Leave a voicemail for any one of us and what your idea would have been, what you think we could have tweaked on, or an idea for a show, or anything for that matter. The voicemail is there. It's free. It costs no money. You can do it on your cell phone. You don't even have to tell us your last name. You just tell us a name so we can refer to you on the show, and we'll play it. We'll let the fans of The Real Debaters hear your opinion.
What was your favorite Happy Meal?
Yeah, we want to know this stuff, because this is how you build a community with you guys, and don't be shy. Like, we're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to make
this episode's going to be great for engagement.
Yeah. It's not. We're not here to make you look like a fool. We're here to share your opinion. So do it. Follow the show if this is your first time, so you're always in the know. The most important thing.
Come to trivia.
Yeah, super important. Come to trivia. April 27th, 7 to 9 p.m., 336 William Avenue, Little Brown Jug, $3, $5. Eventbrite, buy your tickets now. But of all the ways you can support the show, which now you will slowly be introduced to the Canadian merch site.
Merch is back and better than ever.
Merch is back and cheap to ship and cheap to purchase. And some of that stuff goes to charities that I'm trying to decide on. We have some other ones that will be up there again, but some other stuff too would be fun. So if you want to support the show in the cheap and easiest and freest way, subscribe.
Yep.
Smash that thing. Me, Martin, and Jimmy and Charles will always show up. We'll do two of these a month for you. You can follow the other shit on the show, which is the Real Talks, which we do with Mark and Emily and Rob and Ian, and the special features interview stuff, too, where we talk to filmmakers. And
huge people in the terms of cinema people.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
There's three or four episodes back.
Oscar-nominated people.
Oscar winner.
Oscar-winning people that we are getting to come on the show and do interviews with Michael.
We have a...
Because if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, Keita Alfred about the costumes on Women Talking. Women Talking won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
If you are interested in getting into film in Manitoba, these are the things you should be fucking listening to.
Yeah.
Because it's how you get a little bit of insight into the thing you want to do with your life.
It's not just for me. It's for you guys too.
That's right.
Anyways,
two for us, one for you.
Yes. We benefit as well.
Yeah, we do. We do. They make us look. They make us look good. And thank you to every one of you that have been listening to the show and do this show and have said yes to us. You're just giving us street cred. So thank you again. I've been Tony Montana.
Oh, and I've just been a hill dwelling mutant.
And Martin.
I have been killing all these good people called the Fireflies from day one.
Oops.
I did it again. Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.